This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Kate Daly Show. So happy. And you know what? Our new time, which 1 p.m. Mountain, if you're listening to us live, and noon Pacific time. And welcome to new affiliates listening in, and excited to have you aboard. We have Mel Madison on Tuesdays, and a slew of stuff to talk about. And I asked a question before we go there, just wanted to make sure that you text Birch Gold and get the free information. Because people are always asking me, I can't even tell you how many times, how many emails a day I get. What can I do? What can I do? You know what? Here's one thing you can do is shore up what you have with gold, and you can back your IRAs, back your savings, back your retirement that's hanging out there. And I know you're a little worried about it because of digital currency coming in. Make sure that you have shored that up with gold, and it doesn't cost you anything to do it. That's why I'm telling you about it. So get the free information by texting on your phone right now, 989898, and all you do is give them my name, Kate. K-A-T-E. I love this company. Okay? There's no obligation thing. You're just getting free information. I've got Uncle Milty with me, and of course, Mel Madison. So I asked you a question, and that was, and I get this a lot, why are the oil companies staying silent during this whole thing? Why are they not all up in arms about their industry sort of being overridden and destroyed for the ridiculousness of the going green agenda?
Sure. So I think that there's a lot going on behind the scenes between these basically political mafia groups and these companies and corporations. So, you know, you might remember when gas prices had spiked because of the turmoil in Ukraine had set up oil. Biden and the administration came out about windfall profit taxes. And so there's a lot of threats that if they don't keep their mouth shut, they can reduce access to drilling areas. They can put on windfall profit taxes. They can increase taxes. And so there's a lot of threats behind the scenes, and they're doing the exact same thing to the car companies to keep them quiet. So in the U.S., we have the big three, generally General Motors, Ford, and Stellantis, which, you know, is a conglomerate like Chrysler and other brands, Jeep. And California, which has its own mini version of the EPA, and that's why California has all kinds of special restrictions. You know, when they came out with their plan to literally stop the sale of gas-powered internal combustion engine cars by 2035, Stellantis had the nerve to go out there in the public square and say this is crazy. This is going to increase costs for users. This is not viable given the state of the electric grid. You know, just basically telling the truth about it. Mm-hmm. What California did was they made secret agreement. Well, they weren't secret, but they made non-disclosure, non-disparagement type agreements with General Motors and Ford, saying if you don't protest this like Stellantis, if you don't meet these unrealistic goals to stop all internal combustion engines by 2035, we're going to reduce all the fines and all the sanctions that we're going to be able to put on you for not meeting them. And Stellantis took them to court. You know, they were suing for their free speech rights. They basically were trying to fight the California version of the EPA. And in the end, they saw that it was going to be a losing proposition. And so they caved, and they recently signed a deal, also agreeing to the same terms. And so they literally have signed deals where they can't talk about it. They can't tell the truth, and they'll lose special privileges. And so it's there's a way that these politicians have to essentially use the big stick of fines and windfall taxes and other things to force these companies to keep their mouth shut.
Payoffs, so maybe a lot of our missing trillions that we continuously have all the time with no explanation is going there. And also gas prices kept artificially high to feed these companies, Uncle Milty.
Yeah, I'm not necessarily defending this practice, but I would rather have the financial threats than just be put in prison.
Well, there's that. Thanks. So lots of ways to feed the companies into silence threaten them into silence or pay them off into submission. Yes?
Exactly. Exactly. And unfortunately, the impact is just huge to our economy, and we're being forced to subsidize all of this EV transition. You know, Ford lost last year $64,000 per electric vehicle. They lost over $4.3 billion in their electric vehicle division. And, you know, that gets paid for. Ford still makes a profit.
Right.
That gets paid for by jacking up the prices on the gas-powered cars.
We're going to be right back.
The farmer
we're gonna
in South
be right
Dakota
back.
Is paying for this.
Yep. We're going to be right back. Kate Daly Show. More with Mel Madison when we come back.